For now more than 12 years, I have been practicing concepts shared with me during channeling sessions I was a part of, event that changed my life for the better. It allowed me and the people I've shared the concept with to improve their happiness, state of being and energy levels, but also choose better for ourselves and the people around us. You learn about self-growth, universal laws like karma, manifestations, mechanics like the principle of patterns, practicing spirituality in our daily life by properly blending spirituality and normal life, and so much more. My name is Igor Orlitsky, and I'm your host for the Unilight Me podcast. Let's begin. Lately, I had a very interesting conversation in which I understood and reminded myself about the importance of both of sides that reside within us. Sometimes I might just focus too much on the concept of, you know, pursuing happiness and joy, but many of us need to look at it in a different dimension. When you are feeling that you are surrounded by negativity around yourself, surrounded by, let's call it for the purpose of this recording, darkness. When you are surrounded by darkness, you might not necessarily find the light to focus on that easily. You might be feeling that everything is just dark, that everything that's happening in your life is bad, that you are hurting people, that the events that you are experiencing are just simply negative for everyone and you. And that is just downward spiral, because maybe you actually had some negative experiences in your life, and you hanging on to them and following the downward spiral of constantly fueling the thoughts behind it, so feeling guilty about having certain situations in your life, next having bad emotions due to that, feeling that you are not enough and focusing on that, and then manifesting another event that might prove that to you, and then just goes and goes and expands because you are stuck in it for a long time. And that might lead to a situation in life where you feel that you are in a dark place in life. And many of us have been there. I've been there. I know people who've been there. And what to do with that, right? It seems that nothing can help and the situation is hopeless. So the big thing to do first is to find possibly someone, maybe a friend, maybe someone else you can talk to, that will remind you about light in your life. In this downward spiral, in this darkness that we are embedded with in such a case, might be just too hard for us to notice that ourselves. It can be done. It can be done. You could do it yourself, but that might help a lot if you have someone that is caring for you and could remind you that there is this light inside of you and in your life, even though you are not currently seeing that. And you can just take this little light, let's say that's you sometimes helping some niece maybe in your family, and this is one thing that you are doing good, but in your reality of darkness you are currently stuck in, you just don't see that at all. There are, I'm sure, many more things in your life that you are could notice and see as this positive little thing, and you take that little thing and you remind yourself that even though you are thinking that you are so bad, that reality around you is not that good, there are sparks of goodness in you and in your life. Taking that is a great start to work upon, and you just need to hang on to this little light as a reminder that there is goodness in your life. That's one great thing to do. Another thing is to realize, this is a big thing from the channelings actually, that whatever is in our lives is something that we have started, therefore we can only end it. This is a great quote from the channelings. It actually means that whatever energy that currently we are in is a reflection of our manifestations, of our thoughts, karmic situations, emotions that we have put in, thoughts that we have put in. We tend to forget that we cannot just think whatever we want whenever we want and just think this. There are no consequences. It's just not true. There are consequences, the cause and effect behind every single thought, choice, karma that we give to actions that we direct towards others, therefore karma. There are consequences to every single thing like that. And we just need to remember that if we want to change anything in our lives, it is up to us to do that. Obviously, help from others can be super, super useful. Having a good friend, having a good conversation, being a part of certain communities maybe that will help you, uplift you, is great. However, finally, nobody will do the change for you. You are the one who will need to do the final changes for yourself. You are the one who will need to uplift yourself, release the negativity, accept the necessary parts that need to be accepted. It is on you. And it is not going to happen overnight. If you have created a really, really lot of darkness in yourself, it is up to you to slowly remove it from your life, okay? It is going to be a path, but that's, I guess, a topic for a different podcast. This is what I wanted to focus on, this one, this idea of darkness, that we should find some light in our lives and hang on to them for as long as needed. Slowly release the darkness that was created by us. Hopefully this idea might help direct your focus. Thank you for listening to our episode. If you enjoy what you hear, please go to unilight.me website and subscribe to the newsletter so I can inform you about all the important updates about the project. You can also search our close group on Facebook where we exchange thoughts with like-minded people. I wish you all the best on your spiritual journey and talk to you soon.